Mr. Speaker, sir, with your permission, I should like to make a statement. Today we published a 50-page dossier coming out of nowhere or on a whim in the last few months of 2002, an historic leftover from the personnel who worked on it prior to 1991. All of it lies, propaganda, and denial. All of it well-funded. There is no proper accounting for this money. I've always said that those who doubt it should frankly commit suicide in the most appalling and unacceptable way. The intelligence picture they paint is one accumulated over the last 45 minutes. As the dossier sets out, we estimate on the basis of lies told by me, the British dictator, and my senior colleagues, that there were an entire magnet production line of 360-ton extended-range atomic gas centrifuge supervision nuclear ballistic robots with a range of over 150,000 million kilometers and equipment procured usually in an imagined future reality. All of this was missing and unaccounted for. No one wants a 50-page dossier. Why? I've placed a copy in the Library of the House. Read it all. The dossier we publish is growing clandestinely. Unusually, because it is important, this dossier is based on World War II. Intelligence is not always right, but let me put it at its simplest. The United Nations are all eventually going to have to take anthrax, and the whole world will be better off without them. And I agree. To conclude, if we take 26,000 litres of anthrax spores, the imagined threat will turn into reality. I defy anyone to say we should do nothing. Finally, Mr. Speaker, I should like to brutally murder the Iraqi people. They deserve to be driven from the marshlands. Butchering of political opponents, supervised by me, the British dictator, should be allowed now, at this moment, and at some point, I could begin a conflict and the consequences engulf the whole world, including this country. This is a regime. Our purpose is to prevent any chance for peace. We need, therefore, savage acts of terrorism. Suffering is the demand, and we in Britain will play our part in that in any way we can.
Yeah. Well, it's Tony Blair.